Journey into Space by Charles Chilton. Read by William Hope. Chapter 1. Shock. November 20th, 1965. The first shock came just after we had completed the circuit round the moon. We were almost at the point where it was necessary to cut in the motors for a short burst, just powerful enough to take us out of the free orbit round the Earth's satellite and set us on course for home. On Jet Morgan's orders, we had taken up our places on the takeoff couches. The little televiewer, poised less than 2 feet above my face, showed a sharp picture of the pitted surface of the moon's southern hemisphere as it slowly unrolled beneath us. Little more than halfway up the screen, sharply defined against the black lunar sky, was the curved horizon. Any moment now, like a rising sun, the Earth would appear above it.
There she is.
It was Mitch, our engineer, who saw her first.
You sound as though you haven't seen her in years, said Jet.
I feel like I haven't.
Jet didn't pursue the conversation any further.
Position, Lemmy.
Coming into center, 5 degrees.
Stabilizer, Doc.
Stabilizer, I repeated and pressed the button. The low hum of the big gyro filled the ship, and gradually the Earth moved into the center of the televiewer screen.